New heading, busybodies. One of the worst types of gossips is a busybody. A busybody not only talks about inappropriate topics of conversation, but actively pries into others' affairs in order to offer unwanted advice, be the first branch on the local grapevine, or be recognized by all as in the know. A busybody does not merely welcome provocative news as it presents itself and then proceed to transmit it to others. Instead, like a prize reporter, the busybody follows tips and investigates promising stories, hoping to come up with a tantalizing headline. Also, like a self-certified general practitioner, the busybody has remedies for every problem and suggestions for every situation. The busybody tends to be an unpopular character, and rightly so. Two Greek words are often translated as busybody in the New Testament. The first one is found in 1 Peter 4, verse 15. Let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's affairs. KJV. One modern version of the Bible also uses the word busybody in this passage, the Living Bible. While other modern translations render the term spy, Phillips, mischief maker, RSV, meddler, ESV, troublesome meddler, NASB, or a meddler in other people's affairs, GNT. The Greek word, allotri episkopos, literally means one who is overseeing or managing that which belongs to another. It refers to one who is trying to be an episkopos, an overseer or bishop, over that which does not rightfully belong under his or her charge. The central flaw in the behavior of an allotri episkopos is the person's attempt to assume responsibility for that which has never been entrusted to him. The second Greek word for busybody is found in two passages from the letters of Paul. We hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 11. They also learn to be idle as they go around from house to house, and not merely idle, but also gossips and busybodies, talking about things not proper to mention. 1 Timothy 5, verse 13. This word in Greek, peri-ergazomai, is derived from the verb that means to work, ergazomai. In this context, the word refers to those who are energetic and industrious in supervising others' business and idle in managing their own. They are restless, consumed with curiosity and the desire to influence the lives of other people, preoccupied with matters that should not concern them, irresponsible in conducting their own affairs. Paul exhorts such people to work in quiet fashion and eat their own bread, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 12, and to lead a quiet life and attend to their own business and work with their hands, 1 Thessalonians 4, 11. He urges the busybody to live in quietness, hesuchia, a word that means tranquility, peace, stillness, and contentment. This is opposed to the foolish and restless babbling of gossip. Paul also summons the idler to work with his hands, saying, in other words, come, invest your efforts in constructive labor rather than wasting your boundless energy in interfering with the lives of others. Finally, he admonishes the busybody to mind his own affairs, as if to say, come, take responsibility for the things God has entrusted to you, and lay aside your compulsive preoccupation with the things that belong to others. Thus we see that the two words used for busybody in the New Testament have roughly the same meaning. They both refer to a person who has a confused sense of rights and responsibilities, who minds others' affairs instead of his or her own. A busybody will use every available opportunity to probe into the lives and affairs of others. Such a person will be curious about others' financial concerns, family squabbles, love life, problems, weaknesses, and sins. He or she will be eager to uncover hidden difficulties and quick to offer solutions. And often, though not always, the busybody's own personal life will be in shambles. A busybody is also quick to offer opinions about situations that he or she knows little of and bears no responsibility for. This person will comment on the political and economic scene with the authority of an expert, though the busybody has only read a weekly news summary and watched his or her favorite political interview show. Such a person will freely criticize leaders of the community for the way they mishandle various affairs, evaluating the work of committees that he or she has only heard of secondhand. A busybody will lecture at length on how poorly various parents in the neighborhood raise their children, singling out families that he or she finds especially negligent. There is almost no area of life on which the person will not eagerly and authoritatively render an opinion. Of course, this is a caricature. A few purebred busybodies roam restlessly about, but many ordinary people occasionally dress like a busybody, but then hastily change their clothes so as not to be recognized. We all have the potential to act as busybodies, and many of us regularly realize that potential. The key step, as in all such matters, is to recognize honestly our wrongdoing and resolve, with God's help, to change. God does not want us to be busybodies or gossips any more than he wants us to be slanderers.